Do you feel like God has abandoned you? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Wayne Faust, who wrote 300 Billion to One, who talks about how to deal with grief from losing a loved one.
You know, when we go through hard times in life, whether we've done something wrong, we've lost someone, or something happens to us, it can feel like maybe God has left us or abandoned us or is angry with us because we wonder, why are these things happening to me?
I think that is a common theme that many believers really experience in their lives, because there's going to be one time or the other where we're really tempted to feel like, gosh, is God even with me anymore? That thought can become very discouraging.
Yeah.
Because if you believe that thought, it will tempt you to just give up maybe even your faith, or even give up doing the right thing and just maybe living a habitual life of sin.
Right.
And so that is a very bad place to be. And it's so far from the truth, is what I'm trying to say. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 27, verses 10, King David, I love what he says. He says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. And what King David is saying here in the Bible is saying that, man, God is with me. Mm-hmm. And even if other people, even if my mom and my dad were to forsake me, God will not forsake me. He will be with me through thick and through thin. And you know, David, who was not a perfect man, he was a person who sinned. And he made a big sin. Even he understood that God would not forsake him. And today we have to understand that Jesus Christ died on the cross so that that whole being forsaken by God, it's not there anymore. He died on the cross so that we no longer are forsaken by God. Now we can know him and he's with us. He says it right there in the word. He says that he's going to be with us till the end of the age. So be assured, God is with you. He hasn't left you. Forsake the hopelessness, forsake the thing that is causing you to keep going maybe in sin. God loves you and he's with you.
And it's not based on what you do, haven't done. It's not based on the hard times in your life, whether you've lost someone or whether you're going through this dry time where you're not hearing from God or direction. His love is based on what Jesus did on the cross, where he died on the cross for your sins. He loves you so much. So hold on tight to him and know he's going to help you in your hard times and that he hasn't forsaken you. He loves you.
I love how you said that, Kathleen, where his love is not based upon our works, it's based upon what he did. And I just want to further go on to say that there's nothing that can remove you from the love of God. And you can't change, you can't manipulate and make God love you more. But at the same time, because bad things happen or whatever it is, it doesn't mean God loves you less. It means God's going to get you through the rest.
Yes, he is. And you know, Wayne Faust has found that out and he's written a book about it. Let's hear what he says about grief right here after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Zen Asian Sushi and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Do you ever shop at the Northfield Stapleton Shopping Center? Consider stopping for lunch or dinner at Zen Asian Sushi. Zen Asian Sushi offers a fusion of Japanese, Thai, and Chinese cuisine, all in a brand new, clean, and family-friendly location. Check them out at zensushinorthfield.com or call them at 303-371-4644. That's zensushinorthfield.com or 303-371-4644.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult,
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Wayne Faust, and he wrote the book 300 Billion to One. He is a clinical therapist who lost his own motivation to live after losing his precious wife. He cried out to God for a miracle, and his prayers were answered. Let's hear from him now. Wayne, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kathleen, for having me.
So I understand that you were almost married 40 years, and that was your hope and dream, but things didn't happen the way you wanted them to. Your wife was diagnosed with cancer, and after much prayer and after much fasting, she did not get a miracle. Tell me about what you went through during that time.
We were so blessed with good health, stable jobs, no debt, comfortable retirement on the rise, ready to retire, and she comes down with terminal cancer. I was devastated. I could not help anyone if I couldn't help myself. A clinical therapist has to be healthy himself in order to counsel others. So when God gave me these miracles by sending her back to visit me and verifying it with a neighbor who came over and explained to me the exact same experience that I just had, I was so overwhelmed and overjoyed that I journaled it all. Mm. God said, write it down. It's going to be a book.
Wow.
It's going to be a movie. Revelations 12:11 says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And he said, people will overcome by your testimony. Tell it.
Mm.
You know, there's also a verse in Habakkuk 2:2. It says, write it down so that even those who pass by could see it and run with the news. And I knew from the very beginning, God gave me these interventions, a whole series of interventions, that they should be written down and shared with others who would benefit from the experience. Those who are young and looking for a partner in life would know how I prayed for a wife and found her.
Mm.
I would document it in this book. Those who would go through grief would know how to depend on God through their grief,
mm.
how he might answer them, not in the way they expect, but how he would answer them the best way for them, for their good and for his glory.
Mm.
And also, those who are suffering from cancer would also want to read this book so they could be embracing God's will, whatever that will would be. And for those who want to know a little bit more about the mind of God, they could see that this book gives them a little window into how God thinks and feels about those of us he loves, because he's in the details.
Mm. With this whole thing that you were going through, neither of you gave up hope or faith in God, but you did struggle with it, and you were a clinical therapist. And before this, you were helping people not with grief, but with other things. After your wife died, you were in so much grief, you didn't even want to live. And it was when you called out to God for a miracle that you had some hope to live. And you at that time weren't even thinking about a book, but you had been documenting your life. Tell me a little bit about the grief you suffered during that time.
Well, I lost all my energy. The grief cycle is really unique. Kubler-Ross said in the grief cycle that we start off with denial. We first deny that whatever happened even happened, and then we're angry, and sometimes we're angry at God, and then we get depressed, and from our depression, we start to bargain with God. Well, if you'll do this, I'll do that, and a lot of these things happen before resolution, and there's no real time limit to how long it takes to go through the grief cycle. I loved my wife so dearly that I felt like we became one, the way the scripture said. We thought as one, we acted as one, and I just couldn't go on without her. I was isolating myself. I would stay on the couch for hours and do nothing but cry.
Mm-hmm.
I really had no desire and will to get out there.
Yeah.
Once I received some counseling myself, individual and group counseling, I was able to get through my grief in several ways. First of all, I would say that seeking God with intentionality is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Even the scripture said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things will be added unto you. So I do say to others, you have to seek God through this and find out where he wants you to be and where he wants you to go. Pray with openness and earnestness. Meditate and listen for him to give you some guidance and answers. But at the same time, while you're waiting and listening to God in the silence, he will guide you, sometimes even through other people. And some of the things that are reasonable and logical that your therapist and hospice people will tell you is reconnect with people. God wants you to stay in contact with his people. Continue to attend church. Continue to be sociable.
Mm.
Don't isolate yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there and be involved. And as you do so, God will help open up new paths and new doors and
mm-hmm.
show you your new legacy.
Mm.
Wow. What was amazing is not only did you go through all this therapy and help and healing, God gave you an answer to your prayer where your wife embraced you, and you share about that in the book. And I think there are a lot of people who yearn for an experience like that. And I believe as people seek the Lord, as you said, He will comfort people in their loss and grief, and He's close to those who are mourning. And so tell me about the book and where people can get this book if they want to learn more about your own story and how they can handle grief.
The book, 300 Billion to One, is written to inspire others and give hope to believers that feel God is distant, doesn't care, or who has abandoned them in their grief. It's also to reach the unbeliever who analyzes everything logically and dismisses any acknowledgement that God is present and active. The actual title, 300 Billion to One, is the statistic for explaining how I could have this experience match up to somebody else's dream the same day in 30 years.
Wow.
A neighbor 30 miles away has a dream with the exact same detail as my experience, dreaming that Wanda was young, healthy, wearing a multicolored robe, and embracing me all night long. Now, if that wasn't a large enough a miracle, by 300 billion to one, mm-hmm. God added several other layers of miracles to me, including a song that was playing in the background. It explains how she lived and how she died. 10,000 Reasons by Matt Redman.
Wow. Mm. You know, there's just so much more we can get into with this as we're listening, Wayne. But I know that there are people who will research this and want your email if you could tell us where we can get your book as well.
Amazon.com and all fine bookstores will carry 300 billion to one. My website is WayneRFaust.com or 300billionto1.com. They can also reach me on the email Wayne.Faust1950@gmail.com.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And we're so thankful that God has been there for you and He is with those who are mourning. God bless you, Wayne, and all that you do to help others who are dealing with grief.
Thank you for the opportunity, Kathleen. God bless.
I think these are really difficult questions that we're all talking about here on the air. But how to deal with grief? How to deal with when you lose someone? How do you deal with that? How are some of you dealing with it? And some of these things we need to begin to question. And I think that this is a word for someone. Maybe we need to reconnect with people around us again. Maybe we need to seek God and maybe not blame Him for who was lost. Maybe we need to really begin to see that God is guiding us and reconnect with life and what He has for us. Lord God, let us realize that life is but a vapor and that those who have lost, we will see them again. Let us live for the next and let us understand always that Jesus, You're the way, the truth, and the life. And there's no other way except through You. So Father, we just ask this right now. Jesus, we just call upon Your name and we ask You to come into our lives so that we can be saved and we can go to heaven. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.